This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm going to do the news bomb in a minute, but I want to get to some more of your calls and comments on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking text line. I see Ruby is on hold. Stay there just a few more moments, Ruby. I'll get to you in just a second. Here's a text message that says, women are so restricted and we have to beg for our rights to do what we want with our bodies. How about we take Viagra off the shelf for men that are not using this medication for its original use, which is high blood pressure? Men are using it for the side effects. Men should be restricted by law to use this medication. Doctors should be prosecuted if they prescribe this medication for something besides high blood pressure. Does anyone have a problem with this? Well, look, I appreciate the spirit of the text, if not the letter. I mean, they are certainly out there prescribing Viagra for ED, not just high blood pressure. But that's right. The original development of the drug was to have it be used to treat high blood pressure, not ED. But I certainly take your point. This is a thing you see in Congress oftentimes. Whenever there's new abortion care restrictions, female legislators will say, okay, I guess we're doing this. We're going to make laws that govern men's bodies. We're going to let the government get involved in the way that men handle themselves. So we're going to make Viagra a controlled substance, or we're going to make Viagra illegal. None of those bills ever go anywhere, but well, there it is. Here's a text that says, I am sorry to put it this way, but I feel like these strict anti-women's medications make Louisiana and the South look pretty ignorant. Yeah, I don't really find much to disagree with there. Like I pointed out last hour, Louisiana is the only state in the nation where we're attempting to do this, make these medications used for abortion care and many other treatments, any other procedures, make them controlled substances like morphine or fentanyl. It's unclear right now if other states are going to have success in doing that, but after October 1st, we'll start to figure it out pretty quick. The first Louisiana woman that dies after giving birth because she cannot get access to this medicine quickly enough, we'll be having a conversation about it, you bet. Let's get to a couple phone calls here. Ruby and Slidell, thanks for being a part of the show today. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. 5x5. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Briefly, but not so briefly, because this subject matter has really touched my heart. I'm glad to see it being brought to the forefront. And however, it's so unfortunate. The situation that comes to mind is a niece who was pregnant 19 weeks, found out her fetal was non-viable. We went to Lafayette to support her. Her mom is an OBGYN, thinking she was going to go in for medical care. Her doctor said, nope. Can't help. If I did, my nurses would quit, and I'll go to jail. And he gave us Planned Parenthood's number to call. I'm so sorry. I didn't know this was going to come up for me. And we were just horrified as to what would happen to my niece and the baby. But I Googled it, like most of us, only find out there's 1 in 12 fetal born babies born in this country that has that same condition, where their brains are deformed completely. And here, on one hand, like I said, I'm glad to hear it being exposed, because most times you think you're going through this thing, but to know that it has affected so many people, I have another sad situation I can report when my son and his wife's pregnancy went to 19 weeks. In this country, if it's not 20 weeks, they do nothing to save the baby. Some women go to Mexico or Canada. But then you have a medical term like abortion that people have hijacked and used it to their own ignorance, and people are dying. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Miss Ruby, I want to thank you for very bravely sharing the story. My love and best wishes to you and your family. I'm terribly sorry that that happened to you. For those of you listening, understand there are women in your life with stories like that. And maybe they don't talk to you about them, but those stories are real. Maybe they're in your workplace or your school, or they're in the pew next to you at church. Someone close to you, either themselves or someone close to them, has a story just like this. They're pregnant, they want to be pregnant, and something goes wrong, and they cannot get the medical care that they need because their baby isn't viable. And if your response to that is, well, that's God's business to clear up, that's fine if it's happening to you and your family. But are you going to look someone in the, are you going to look Ruby's niece in the eyes and say, yeah, this is just what God wanted for you. Sorry. Every other, you know, industrialized nation in the world, you'd be in a hospital bed for one night and then you could go back home and get pregnant again and try again. But nope, in Louisiana, that's just what God wanted for you. That's no way for us to treat one another. Don't hand that to other people. If that's the way you want to manage your own family, that's your business, fine. But you cannot make that the law that governs everyone else's family. We'll talk more about this after the jump, but I did want to take care of the news bomb real quick. We'll do some headlines here, and we'll step away and then come back with more. You know what, actually, Coleman, we're already pretty late here, so let's go ahead and just step away, and then I'll come back and do the news bomb when we're done. 504-260-1870 is the number to call. We're also playing a lot of people's class songs today. This was somebody's class song. They said this is what was coming over the speakers when they were throwing their caps up in the air. Everybody had their diplomas and their gowns. We'll be playing more class songs from around South Louisiana after this. I'm Ian Hoken for Scoot on WWL.